said Pox, and I am within mine. If you kill them, Liart's scum, I will kill many of you, and your power here will fail. Perhaps I cannot save them, though you would be foolish to count on that, but I can kill you.
So.
The priests conferred a moment.
We will agree on these terms, one day and night for each. That is five you would redeem.
Have you more in your power?
No, not at present. Five, then, 5 days and nights. We will restore their arms and free them when you are within.
No. Pox shook her head. You know the worth of a paladin's word. I know the worth of yours. You will free them now, and on my oath, they will not strike a blow against you.
Pox!
Be silent, Surya. As it is my choice to redeem you, so you are bound by my oath in this. Take your weapons and return to the palace. Guard your lord on his journey and say no more. She looked from face to face. All of you, do you understand?
Phelan's eyes glittered.
Pox, you must not. You don't understand. Pardon, my lord, but I do understand. Perhaps more than you do. I am not your soldier now. I follow the High Lord and Gerd, the protector of the helpless, into whatever ways they call. Do not, I pray you, make this quest harder than it is.
He bowed as much as he could.
Lady, it shall be as you say, but when I am king,
then speak as the king's honor demands, said Pox, meeting his eyes steadily.
She looked back at the priest. You will not harry them for the days of the bargain.
We will not.
Then I take oath, by Gerd and the High Lord, that when I see them safely freed and armed, I will submit without battle to your mastery for 5 days and nights.
Unbind them, said one of the priests.
Wait, said Pox. They paused. I have one further demand. They shall carry away my own arms, that Gerd's armor be not fouled in your den.
I have no objection, said the priest curtly.
He nodded, and the guards untied the bonds. Garrus slumped to the ground. Surya and Selfer struggled to lift him.
Is he dead? Asked Pox.
Not quite, said Selfer grimly.
Pox prayed, certain the Liartian priests would not let her touch Garrus to heal him. She felt a drain on her strength, as the healing often seemed, and Garrus managed to stand between the other two. Surya looked at her and nodded slowly. When they had all been given their weapons, Pox spoke again. Come here, near the entrance, and I will disarm. Leith and Phelan warded her as best they could, while she took off her weapons and mail. She folded everything into a neat stack, covered with her cloak against curious eyes, and tucked her Gerd's medallion into it. Then she took off Phelan's signet ring and handed it to him.
My lord, your ring. Take your royal sword and keep it to your hand after this.
Leith, High Marshal Seklis will take my gear. My lord, you must go at once.
Pox.
Gerd's grace on you, Sir King.
Pox bowed.
Phelan nodded and started up the passage with Leith guarding the rear. She watched just long enough to see them around the chimney, then turned back to the others. They had not moved.
It is astonishing, said one priest, that Gerdsmen are so gullible.
Pox said nothing. For all you know, that man may be a convert to our master's service. At that, Pox laughed.
You know better than that of paladins. If he were evil, I would know. I can